Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Yadayim. We are in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey and Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. And the Mishnah begins as follows. We know that when we wash in Tilas Yadayim, there are certain factors that are involved in the water. So the first thing we need to understand is that what are some of those factors that we didn't discuss yet already. If you have the water which the baker dips the rolls in, right, like a bagel store, you'll see sometimes that before they take them into the oven, they dip them in the water. So there, the water has already been used for a specific purpose. So psulim, since it's used and it's already leftover wastewater, the water is puzzle. If he rinses his hands in the bagel, if he rinses his hands in the barrel of the water, and then he takes out the wet hands, and that's what he uses to cool down the rolls, that will be kosher, right? That will be acceptable in such a situation. Now, hakol kasher litein liyadayim, everyone has the power to be able to pour water on hands. Even somebody who has a cognitive limitation, like somebody who's a deaf mute, or somebody who lacks cognitive capabilities, or a katan, or a young child. So, in other words, we don't need a koach, a sense of kavana, of understanding, when we're pouring the water. He can take a barrel and put it between his hands and his between his knees, and the knees can help him pour the water. That's still called koach gavra, right? Umata chavis al tzidi can also take a barrel and pour it on its side, right? And then he can go back and stick his hands underneath it as the water falls down over the side. You can even use a monkey to pour water on your hands. Now, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with these last two statements about the monkey and Nitilas Yadayim, and about taking a barrel, turning it sideways, and having the water come out on its own. Rabbi Yossi posel b'shnei elu. Rabbi Yossi says that these two things don't work. Why? When it comes to the monkey it doesn't have what's called koach gavra, the force of a human being, and so that therefore that's a problem. And when you turn the barrel on the side, that's also not called koach gavra, because it's flowing on its own. And you're just sticking your hands underneath a flowing spigot. It would be like having a open a fire hydrant. You wouldn't be allowed to wash your hands in such a situation. Okay, that is the end of the first parak. The Mishnah then continues and says as follows. There is a concept called Netilas Yadayim. Now, there are two things that we need to remember. When we wash Netilas Yadayim, our general practice is to wash on each hand more than once. The first time is called Mayim Rishonim. That's called the first money, the first Mayim, the first water. The second is called Mayim Shniim, that you're pouring a second time on the hand. The first water gets rid of the tumma on the hand. But then the water becomes tummy, which could then theoretically reinfect the hand with the tumma. The second water gets rid of the first water, and that's an important idea. So the Mishnah says, "Natal liyado achas mishtifa achas yado tora." If a person washes one hand once, his hand is actually going to be tor. L'shtei yado mishtifa achas. But if he washes two hands with one wash, Rabbi Meir metame. Rabbi Meir says it's tame ad sheyito merivius. You have to use a revius of water to wash both your hands, according to Rabbi Meir. Nafal kikar shel truma. What happens if a loaf of bread of truma fell into the water? So I did a netila with a single rinse consisting of a revius, which Remeir says is also okay even for two hands. And the water drips from my hands onto the ground, and then a loaf of which created a puddle, and then a loaf of truma fell onto the into that puddle. So the Mishnah wants to know, did the water become tamei when it made my hands tamei? And if that's the case, then the truma should be considered tamei when it goes into the water, right? So the Tanakhama is of the opinion that tahor, that no, just in the same way that a revius of water purifies a person's tamei hands, it doesn't become tamei by his hands. Rabbi Yossi metame. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you got it backwards. Rabbi Yossi says, it works for your hands. The revius of water works to make your hands tahor, but the water itself becomes tame. That's why you wash it on the second set of hands. And that is the machlokes between the two of them, and of course we paskin like the Tanakam in this situation. We will stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful day.